the center of devotion and service, or the relationship to Krishna. And in material world, I have experienced that love to the woman arises very easily and very strong. Yeah? So this feeling, this trembling, this that you cannot speak, or that tears are flowing, and so on material platform, I experienced it already, and it came over me. I couldn't do anything against it, and I hadn't do any endeavor. How can I reach this love to Krishna? Why doesn't it happen so easily? And what can I do to achieve it? I know that there are this endeavor, but what else, or why does it happen? Doesn't it happen like this in the material world?
More.
His idea is that he wants to have a love for Krishna, which is spontaneous, just like his love for any woman in this world. It comes spontaneous, without any effort. So he wants to have this kind of love for Krishna. But when he sees the process of bhakti, it seems, oh, this is not spontaneous. It's so much hard endeavor, and the natural love is not coming. So why, if love for Krishna is spontaneous, why is it not coming naturally, as one is naturally going towards Maya?
By an example, you can understand this. Naturally, लोहे को चुंबक आकर्षण करता है.
A magnet attracts iron.
Naturally, but if rust is there on the iron, or it is covered with mud or anything, then it cannot attract iron. Nature, it is natural by constitutional position that kya usko kehte hain, magnet will attract surely, but it should be pure. And if it is not pure, natural attraction will not come. So rust has come on our constitutional body. It is natural. If you are pure, soul is pure, then it is natural that a spontaneous love certainly will come. It is in his natural position, natural constitution. But now some worldly desire have come. And that is why it is covered with two things. One, this material body, gross body, and other is
subtle body.
If they will go away, natural, spontaneous love is there. That is why a process should be adopted, that our acharyas who have a spontaneous love for Krishna, like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like himself Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always a spontaneous love. Have you heard when he was in Puri, in Gambhira, always, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, where he is? And sometimes, Krishna is here, and he is embracing, he is weeping. And if he is serving Krishna in the shape of Radhika or Gopi, a spontaneous love you can see. Always weeping, always weeping. Rupa Goswami, same. You can see Raghunath Das Goswami, how pathetic his life is there. Oh, spontaneous love. Sometimes meeting, sometimes
separation.
Both. And this is the symptom of that. So, you will realize the oh, kya kahte hain?
No,
unmein ye cheez hai.
This is embedded inside.
Inside you. This potency is there. But this potency is now covered. We will have to take up the cover.
May I ask another question?
First you should tell any doubt. Are you satisfied?
Yes, I would like to ask...
You can argue anything. You can argue. No harm.
No, because this question would...
Don't laugh.
This question may be an argument, pro or con, or maybe...
There are two kinds of arguments. In Gita it has been told. If you want to really know real thing, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva, not to examine, but in a very humble way, I want to know this, and you are qualified, and you can remove my doubts. So, if I am qualified, please tell us. Oh, this is humble way. And by this you can achieve. Otherwise, if you are coming to fight with a challenging mode, I will not reply, because my time will waste. This is the thing.
No, I want to understand it more or deeper, and therefore I would like to ask about
One thing more. You cannot realize until you will be in that process. One thing also. If Krishna will come himself and he will want to satisfy you, he cannot.
He cannot.
If the dust is there, unless you are humble like Arjuna, and he will not tell all these things to Duryodhana. Duryodhana may ask, and his answer is there in Mahabharata. I know you, but I cannot follow, because you are doing so. You have made me so. There is a shloka there. That is why we should be humble to know all these things. And really you will realize. Very soon, very soon. Go on.
This covering of dust, there is meant, I think, this material body. And
material body has been made by the desire you have. And then gross and this
subtle body
comes.
Subtle body, huh?
It is due to our thought, desires, unwanted things. We wanted this to test this world. And that is why Krishna Maya gave it. In the shape of gross and subtle.
And how can I understand the spiritual body? Because I think it's very important that there is a spiritual body.
By serving of sadhus, by satsang, by the association, gradually your knowledge will be developed and your unwanted things, desires will go away, and then you will realize. Surely you will realize. But you will have to come in that process.
But can you describe a little bit this spiritual body or your experiences with this body, also for our readers?
I can describe, but there is a question. There is a mango. It is sweet. Honey is also sweet. Can you tell that how mango is sweet and how that honey is sweet? What is the difference? Can you tell? Very difficult. Very difficult. There are some things I can tell. Rupa Goswami can tell. Vedas has told. Mahabharata has told. Srimad Bhagavata has told, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But to express it and to make realize others, very difficult. Until he reaches at that point, stage, then easily he can. If he'll give him, oh, you want to see what is the difference? Oh, this is honey and this is mango. You should taste and you should see. Compare.
By experience.
By experience. But by words you cannot tell. But there are something about Krishna and his love, a spontaneous love, like this. Mahaprabhu has told like this. All the Vyas, Nara told to Vyas, but he could not understand. And he told that, oh, now you should do experience. And then he saw by bhakti yoga, oh, who is Krishna, how is Krishna, how sweet, past times are there. And then he realized. In Gita or anywhere it has been told. By words, nayam atma, pravachanena, na labdha, na medhaya, bahuna shrutena.
So it has been told.
Go on.
Another question is the difference between man and woman, or is this difference an illusion? What do you think?
What?
He's asking, is there a difference between men and women, or is this difference coming from illusion?
In original spiritual body.
Istri aur purush pe kya vastav mein kya antar hai, ya keval ek bhram hai, maya hai? Dono mein jo antar pratit hota hai.
In transcendental world, there are moods of ladies and male and ladies. Krishna is only their male, and all are like female. And highest class is female. Oh. The body of Krishna separate way, Srimati Radhika. And the love between that male and female Radhika, oh, very tasteful. And this is called Mahabhav. And this is our goal. That is why, we see that in this world, wife and husband, or lover and beloved, they love each other. And if that is sincere, for whole life they can maintain this. But in this world, it is absurd. But in that world, it is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered this Upapati, Unnat Ujjwal Upapati Bhav. Like world, anyone loves his beloved, or beloved, her beloved, very tasteful. But if you can change this subject, and thinking yourself that I am gopi, I am made female, like gopis, and Krishna is my beloved. Very soon, by the process of our Rupa Goswami, you can change. And if you are not adopting that process, you cannot have in koti-koti, in
millions
and millions births. This is the problem. Very tasteful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered it.
आपने इसी संबंध में बताया था जैसे नाटक में होता है दोनों ही पुरुष हैं एक ने स्त्री का वेश बना लिया तो इस संसार के लिए थोड़ा सा उस तरह से
बताओ तो क्या कहा
Once also Gurudev explained that just like in drama there are so many players who are acting different roles and there may be a play of only those who are male they are playing but one may take the dress of a female and then is acting as a female and the other male acts with that person as female so Similarly, in this world, due to our impressions from the past life and our desires, whatever we had at the time of death, some has taken the male body, some has taken the female body. But soul as such, the spirit, it is neither male nor female, but it is energy of Krishna. And it has a very special mood, which Srila Gurudev described, that is to love Krishna. Yeah.
In this world, male and female forms are there, this is because this world is reflection of the spiritual world. So original forms are Radha and Krishna and reflected in this world. So male and female here, it is not a true thing, but only a reflection of the spiritual world. It is apparent.
For making easy to love Krishna.
Simple way.
Krishna has created this world as a shadow of this world. Reflection. And very soon attachment comes for a lady or for a male. Together. Natural. But it is the reflection of that world. So we can go very easily by that process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in this way. Think yourself that Krishna is my beloved. And in all months it has been told. Everywhere this thing. In Upanishads, Gita, Bhagavad, everywhere. So we can follow this. But by a special bona fide guru who has realized something or everything. If he is realized fully, then he is Uttam Mahabhagavat. And not fully realized, then he has some semblance of Rati. He can give you something. Very deep theory subject.
So Krishna, he made this attraction between male and female in this world to make it easy for us to go to that world.
For example, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it, this process. Why not by this? And so in Veda, the Gopal mantra or all mantras have been given. And they are very powerful. Krishna has invested his whole power in these mantras. And by chanting Ram, 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 Mara, Mara, Ram, Ram, and Valmiki achieved that position. Sukadeva Goswami also describing the pastimes of Golok Vrindavan, Rasa and all these things. These are not of this world. These are of Golok Vrindavan Dham. And he was explaining to Parikshit Maharaj. And he was totally absorbed in that. And he wanted to be a gopi, to serve Krishna. Thus they were like so. Oh, Narad. Very easy process. But you will have to give up something. That rust.
Give up the rust to get the rust.
In the interest of my readers also and in the discussion of cultural philosophies, in India, very popular is also the Shivaism, Shiva and believing in Shiva or worshipping Shiva and Shakti. What differences or similarities do you see between the relation between Shiva and Shakti and Radha Krishna and also between the devotees and their goddess and gods?
What is telling?
He's asking the question that
if he's telling wrong, then you should.
In India, the worship of Shiva and Shakti is very popular. So he wants to know, what is the difference between relation of Shiva and Shakti and the relation between Radha and Krishna? Is there some difference or are there some similarities? This is the first question. And then the second question is, are there some differences or some similarities between those who worship Shiva and Shakti and those who worship Radha Krishna?
Well, there are three kinds of Shastra in India. Tamasik, Rajasik and Sattvik. And more than that, one is Nirguna. There are so many Brahmanda Purana and others. there are Tam Shaiva Puran, Markande Puran, there are Tamsik Puran, and Brahmande and all others are Rajasic, some are Shatiks, and Srimad Bhagavat is quite Nirgun Puran.
Vishnu Puran and Padma Puran, these are Sattvic Purans.
And Srimad Bhagavat is Nirgun Puran. In this, there is no clash, but it is for the person, devotees, according to their standard,
stage of quality.
Because those who are absorbed in tamasic, tamas, they cannot understand nirgun. They cannot understand sattvic. So, they can do some fire sacrifice. They can take meat and something also. Intoxications they can do. But they should give up and they should come to Rajasi. And Rajasi to come gradually to sattvic, and sattvic should be nirgun. For this, Vyasadeva has compiled all these things. So, in India, very few, very rare are of nirgun thought, mood. Some see that Shankar is himself God, himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his Shakti, Shiva, Durga, Kali and all are his Shakti. But in Sattvic and Nirgun Puran and Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishads, Shankar has itself been explained like the Shakti of Krishna, not a Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is for Tamasic. That, you should cut anything, anyone, and give it to Shankar, and he will give you bone to be very high class of rich person, wealthy, and you can conquer whole world. But really, this thing is only for tamasics, not for high standards of... So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Shankar is nothing but the Shakti, power of Krishna. So it has been told like Gopishwar Mahadev, Gopishwar, Gopi in Vrindavan. And he can give you right direction, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can help like you, Guru Shakti, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhav.
Your achiever is a great Vaishnava. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vaishnava means from Vishnu, the servant, eternal servant of Vishnu. Vishnu is Krishna. So Shankar is not told anywhere in Sattvic and Nirgun Purans or Upanishads or Vedas that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is himself the power of Krishna. So we think like this. And thus very easily we can reconcile all these things. So here Shankar is like a gopi, or his power. His powers are of three kinds. Shankar, in transcendental world, always serving like gopis and other things. With Ram, as a Hanuman. And when he comes in this world, then he is Shankar in Kailash. And he is always chanting Ram, Ram, Krishna, 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 and giving salvation. But Ramana, you know, Kansa, Jarasandha, they were worshippers of Shiva, but they all were destroyed by Krishna or Ram. You know Ramana? He always used to worship Shankar, Ramana in India. You don't?
Lord Ramana,
Ramana. 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 Oh, Ramana, you know. We tell A, we don't use A. Taramana. Always worshipping O Shankar. But Shankar told, I cannot help. Why he stole away Sita? And he want to enjoy her. She is my worshipable. So I will not do. I will help Ram too. And thus Hanuman there went Lanka and wanted and to please Sita, come on my back and I will take you to Ram.
Hanuman is one form of Shiva. So the Ravan was worshipping Shiva. Shiva himself, like Hanuman, came there and burnt everything.
Himself, Shiva became Hanuman and he destroyed Lanka. And so this instance, example is quite fit here. So we should try to know who was Shankar, who is Shankar, and how he is worshipping as a Shakti power of Krishna or Ram. Then there will be no what, shank or doubt or anything.
No confusion. So, Gurudev is explaining that if you worship Lord Shiva, that he is a devotee of Krishna, or then he'll help you attain Krishna. And if you make it that Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of God, it's he himself who can destroy you.
Shankar himself. Though Ravan was worshipper of Shankar, but Shankar himself became Hanuman and destroyed Lanka and everything. He killed his all sons because he was against Ram. Kansa also like this. He used to worship Rangeshwar Mahadev, Shiva, you know? And he wanted to kill Krishna. That he made a plan to call Krishna and Baldev from Braja. And that plan was to kill to kill Krishna with the help of Charun, Mustik and all other very restless. But Krishna jumped. He killed the demons and he also dragged Kans and he jumped upon him and he was killed. Oh, why you are now dead? I only was jumping and you are now killed. What should I do? Understand? You should. If he not understand, you can. Very interesting.
Gurudev is describing how Kansa, he was worshipping Lord Shiva, who? Rangeshwar Mahadev, one
in
form of Lord
Mathura.
Shiva. In Mathura, in the wrestling arena. So Kansa invited Krishna and brought him from Vrindavan to Mathura for a wrestling match. And there, Kansa had so many powerful wrestlers. Tanura, Mustika, and Toshal, and others, and very powerful elephant, Kuvlayapid. And by all of them together, they would gang up and kill Krishna. But what happened? Oh, Krishna threw him, and then he jumped. And when he landed there, oh, Kansa was already dead. He think, oh, I wanted to play with you. You're like my uncle. I wanted to jump in your lap, but you have died. What can I do?
And Rangeshwar Mahadan could not help. That's why they think.
And the deity, Kansa was worshipping Rangeshwar Mahadev. And Rangeshwar Mahadev was there in the Rang, that means in the wrestling arena, watching everything. And but when Krishna came and killed all the wrestlers, and then he grabbed Kansa, and Kansa also left his body, then what did Lord Shiva do?
She was, oh, smiling. But very good, very good. Thank you.
You ask more questions tomorrow.
If he wants, I'm very happy to.
Tomorrow.
I want that I should. I will try to satisfy. And thus I want to. Oh. Pull you and to take your heart and to bring you in process that very soon you will have the same love, natural, spontaneous love. I want to help you.
These are right. right and wrong start from R. So you are wrong now, Gurudev want to make you right.
No. I'm not telling him that he's wrong. Don't tell.
His name is wrong.
Oh, yes. Oh, you can write all these things in your dish. Oh, very good. Anant Prabhu, you?
I will translate into
English.
She's asking Maharaj that in our Guru Parampara we have the tradition of the Babaji, like Gokishodas Babaji, Jagannathas Babaji, and etc. But now, in this present time, there is some conflict between our line and those Babaji line, which is the point that is causing some this conflict, like to explain. Understand
what he tells? Kya tum batlao?
What is the question?
Where is the point of a breaking? The breaking point between our.
हमारी परंपरा में गोरकिशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी महाराज का नाम हम सुनते हैं लेकिन आज वर्तमान युग में देख रहे हैं कि गौड़ीय परंपरा और बाबा जीयों के बीच में कुछ मतभेद आ रहे हैं तो अगर ये बाबा जी वही बाबा जी हैं या कोई और बाबा जी हैं इनमें हमें मतभेद क्यों है
बेटर यू शुड रीड माय बुक
फाइव एसेंशियल एसेज
एवरीथिंग इज हैज बीन गिवन टू द पॉइंट परहैप्स यू हैव नॉट रीड
फाइव एसेंशियल एसेज
और यू शुड मस्ट रीड एंड आई हैव गिवन ऑल एविडेंस Very authentic. Babaji are not any other sampradaya. It is coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I don't know from where this Babaji word was discovered. No word in Babaji in Chaitanya Charitamrit, in Srimad Bhagavatam or Vedas or Upanishad. Only that is, Sanatana Goswami used to travel in the villages of Vrindavan. And this is Babaji, Baba means grandfather. All used to know Srila Sanatana Goswami like Bada Babaji, greatest Baba. Baba means grandfather like. Worldly relation, like worldly relation. They used to run away to him, doing pranam, giving so much preparations, and thinking that my grandfather has come like this. So Baba, Sanatan Baba, they used to tell. Has he taken anything like now a Babaji takes? The base. From when it was started? Who started? Rupa Goswami. Krishna has started, or Vyasdev, or Sukadev Goswami has started, or Madhavendra Puri, or who started this? Who started this? So I have described, explained all these things. If you want to know, you should read this book very deeply. And any question comes, you should come to me or him, anyone, and they will explain everything. In a moment it cannot be. In couple of minutes it cannot be removed, that idea. But really, nowadays, Babaji base, you know, it costs only 2 paisa. 2 paisa, you know? What?
1 pfennig.
You can give nowadays 1 farthing to Babaji's, and they will give you Babaji base, and tell that, and they will tell that you are goopy. Now, goopy. In 2 paisa only, farthing. And though they don't know how to wash their stool, after passing they don't know anything. Anyone having known tattva gyan, and they are immersed in sense gratification. But if they will pay 2 paisa to them, and they will very easily give you, O Babaji Besh. And this is against Shastra. Anyone has not accepted like this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, being a high class of devotees, Maha Bhagavat. And that is why he told himself, O Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a family
name.
Never he told Babaji. Sanatana Goswami never liked that Babaji. Oh, Jeev Goswami Babaji. Oh, Raghunath was in Braj, and that is why he was called somewhat, sometimes. Narottam Babaji. Who Babaji? So this line is wrong. And we should try to accept Mahabhagavat Parampara. In Guru Parampara, sometimes it is some defect, but Bhagavat Parampara, no defect. I have told all these things. So, you should read, and if any doubt, you should come to me.
Sometimes we also give Babaji days in our Gauriya Vaishnava tradition.
Yes. In Mahaprabhu and Sanatan line. In Sanatan, not Babaji Vesh. Paramahansa Vesh. Not Babaji Vesh. No Babaji Vesh. Paramahansa Vesh. And Paramahansa Vesh is not given by anyone. But Varnashram Dharma, it is in Varnashram Dharma of Paramahansa Vesh to practice Bhakti Yoga, it is given. Not like he is Paramahansa. So you should not have doubt in it. Now it is 2:12. Gaur Premanande. To serve Narayan. Here Narayan is the Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna and Lakshmi is Vaibhav Prakash of Srimati Radhika. So his nature somewhat, it seems that changed. But really, oh, this is Vaibhav Prakash of Srimati Radhika. But she wants sometimes that I want to serve Krishna in Rash as Gopi, because nature is that. It cannot be changed. Somewhat it will be even in Vaibhav Prakash also. So she is doing austerities in Belban. I want to join that Rosh and to taste that Rosh. But Yogmaya is asking, oh, I can help you to be there. By the wish of Krishna, she is telling, I want to help you, but you will have to come in the om of any gopi, in the shape of gopi, in form of gopi. And you will have to be married to another gop. Are you ready? Oh, I cannot marry more than anyone. I can marry with Krishna. I can marry with Narayan. But not any other gop. Oh. I am Brahmani. Then she was rejected. you will have to come like gopis and to marry with another gopis, Durmad, Abhimanyu, Govardhan, and there are so many gopis you can marry, and then you will have a mood of Parkiya Bhav, and then Krishna, you can join Rasa, otherwise not. Kya samjha kuch? Can you tell what I told? What I told?
Lakshmi ji is the Vaibhav Prakash of Srimati Radhika. Mm. And because she is the Vaibhav Prakash of Srimati Radhika, she also has somewhat a desire to love Krishna in the same way. Mm.
Then, what became? What more I told?
After that, what
happened after that? Oh, yes. Yogamaya. Jogmaya said that if she wants to participate in the Ras Leela, she has to take birth in the womb of a gopi, and by the association of that group of those gopis, she can also take part.
Problem was there. Okay. She was not ready to marry with any another gop. He was ready to marry with Krishna. To Narayan, he is married to Narayan, but he will not ready to marry any another girl. And it is in there for Parkiya Ras, Parkiya Gopi, it is essential to be married to other gopis. Very high thing you cannot understand, but let something. Now I should go. Gaur Praman. Oh, it seems that I have seen you so many times.
No, I met you the first time now here.
First time meeting.
But it seems that I have seen you.
Yesterday, you saw
before. See every day, coming to your
class. Every day.